Chapter 11. I can see nothing. I can hear almost nothing. But I think we're at the gate. My casket, armoire, is jostled and lifted, and I assume placed near the rear of one of the giant tractor trailers that constantly drive in and out of Phil City 1, mine being a last-minute addition. I hear muffled voices, irritated, climbing in and activating the trailer's infrared scanners. They're designed specifically for this scenario, to detect the body warmth of a hostage. I mean, that's basically what we are, aren't we? Trying to escape Phil City 1? But Tom Bradline knows his stuff. My little foil compartment will show nothing. No heat. And the tiny air holes are situated such that any heat escaping will register on the infrared as a mouse or some other small varmint. Hey, Bradline, what's this? An awful lot of metal showing in there. Armoire, with a steel safe on the lower half. Mainlanders are idiots. They keep their trinkets and then throw the safe out. You want me to open, unpack, repack so you can have a look? My heart stops. Come on, Chuck, have a look. It'll only take a half hour. You know what, if we hurry 20 minutes. Yes, Bradline has a bad attitude, but he's no fool. He's delivered me 5 minutes before outbound time, knowing that no security guard in their right mind will hold up the queue for 20 minutes unless there's a clear and urgent problem. Plus, they trust Bradline, maybe more than they trust the Gitanos. So I hear the guard harumph and the trailer doors close. We move into the queue. There's no driver, of course, but each tractor trailer has cameras, sensors, and weapons defenses that are in constant contact with command, detecting external danger, thieves and other malcontents, and more mundane obstacles like road conditions and bad weather. They constantly monitor the interior as well, for humidity, varmints, and things like me, a stowaway. Their countermeasures are elaborate and fearsome. I might get beyond Phil City 1 for the first time in my life, but I will not be out of the woods. Without fanfare, the truck stops idling and starts moving. I feel it bounce over the tire spike strips. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm outside. A little yelp of excitement escapes my mouth, and I nearly pee in terror, thinking the sensors have heard me, and I've been caught a whopping 100 yards from the walls of Phil City 1. But no sirens blare. I'm on the road. Mainland. The trip was supposed to take an hour until my rendezvous, and Bradline had told me it would get a bit warm. But it's been over 2 hours now. My contact is late, very late, and a bit warm has become blistering hot. I'm boiling in my own body heat. In an effort to trick the infrared sensors, Bradline has sealed me in successfully, but in the process, he's created an oven. Water isn't the issue either. I have plenty. It's just the heat. It's getting dangerous. Extended temperatures like this will cook my internal organs. Sweat begins to pour off my body, and I feel my focus getting blurry. Desperately, I peel off my clothes and pour water onto myself. It's no use. A few more minutes. I'm going to faint, then die. I turn my head and vomit. I feel a shudder as the trailer grinds to a halt. I've been discovered. It's over. I'll probably be dead when they find my body. The last thing I remember is a strange vibration, a cool rush of air, and a woman's voice. Well, don't you look pathetic?